Democratic U.S. Senator Russ Feingold was in Racine yesterday, where he says he told local campaign volunteers that they were doing exactly the right thing.
We have a get-out-the-vote operation, and we've identified supporters across the state that is very, very powerful, and I know the other side doesn't have. Since this is a close election, we believe that kind of a turnout is going to be the key to our victory.
Feingold says the most important thing voters need to know is that he's been independent and served with integrity. Feingold says Republican Ron Johnson has given no real plans for what he'd do in office.
That is not acceptable for a United States senator from Wisconsin. That's not me just saying that. That's almost every single newspaper in the state.
The Wisconsin State Journal of Madison endorsed Feingold yesterday. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel endorsed him a week earlier. Johnson was unfazed by those endorsements last night while meeting with supporters at a Fitchburg restaurant.
I've been talking to the normal folks, and I'm happy to let them decide, and let's face it, they are the ones that will be deciding out the editorial boards.
Johnson said his closing argument as his campaign wraps up is exactly the same as when it got started.
It's a pretty clear choice, a pretty stark difference between, you know, myself, a citizen legislator, somebody who's had private sector experience for the last 31 years, you know, creating jobs, manufacturing products, exporting products, and Senator Feingold, who, you know, has spent the better part of 30 years as a career politician.
Johnson was scheduled to travel to several cities today, including Glendale and Cudahy. Feingold was scheduled to visit Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Madison. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.